Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's app is brought to you by IFC Films, Amazon Studios, and Wiener Dog. That's right, Wiener Dog, the new film from the director of Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness. Greta Gerwig, Danny DeVito, Ellen Burstyn, Julie Delpy, and Josiah Mamet, did I pronounce that right? Star in the story about the wayward adventures of an adorable dachshund who passes from oddball owner to oddball owner, including the world's worst mom, a down-on-his-luck screenwriter, and the grown-up incarnation of Welcome to the Dollhouse's Don Wiener, whose dysfunctional lives are all impacted by the adorably stoic pooch. Wiener Dog is in select theaters starting a few days ago.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
It's tight up here. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
That's right. And I'm still getting set up over here. Because I'm serious, this shit is tight, y'all. Like, look at this. I put this here. That's a great seat for you guys. Check out that hotel laundry bag for 90 minutes, my friends. So I'll try to deal with it. I'm going to pull it all together. We got an extra chair on stage because I got giddy yesterday and invited somebody to come back today. And where are the folks who were here from yesterday? Just two or three of you? Nice. I hope it was a decision you're going to be happy with to spend your whole weekend watching this. We're coming to you for the second day in a row from Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I gave it more of a Charlie Rose thing that time because I've got this big round table sitting next to me. It's Sunday, June 26, 2016. Let's name tag it up! Show me your name tags! Philadelphia, oh Lord. Phoebe 8 instead of BB8 is an instant favorite. It's a Guardians of the Galaxy, but what? How did you change it? What does it say?
Dardians of the Galaxy.
Dardians? Because your name is Darnell?
Yes.
Dardians. Could you hand that to me? I just want to use it to illustrate a point a little later on in the show. Oh, there's some big ones up front. There's a big Joey Diaz face in my face. And, you got some good guesses there at the bottom about who the guests are going to be.
but not absolutely correct. Total what? Gutshaw? Because your last name is Gutshaw? Okay. Anna Mulhouse. Because your name's Anna. Oh, I'm getting so good at this after 10 years. And I like how you're shining a flashlight on your sign. That's very, it's very ingenuitive. Or what? It's a phone? So you got your phone out? Okay. Either way, good work. There's a big MI Men in Black poster over there. And your men and Zach. But let me see again. What's the... Wait, so are you coming out to everybody? Just couldn't resist that. Oh, that's me on there. Okay. I'm one of the men in Zach. I didn't read it yet. I was going to read there's a tagline on there that's a pretty classic tagline. I should use it on the show sometime. They're protecting the Earth from the scum of the universe. Yeah. Good job. Sharknado? No. I don't care what you change it to. That is not a motion picture. That is TV garbage. But Sharknado is pretty good. All right. Doug plugs. Thanks for bringing the name tags, you guys. Doug Loves Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles this Thursday night. And shows are coming up in Columbus. Oh. Pemberton, Canada. San Diego, Traverse City, Michigan, New York City, Boston, and more. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. All right, let's go through the prize bag real quick here. On the table when I came out, that was another thing that threw me off a little bit. I had to inspect these things. Still not sure what they are. What are they? DougLovesMovies tree ornaments? Christmas ornaments? Okay, I figured it out. Because they're like, yeah, they got like a little string on them there, and one of them is like this cool, like it looks like DLM, like it's a car company or a car logo, and then full blown I Heart, Doug Heart, cameras, the logo. So that one's pretty cool too. Are these like one of a kind things, or are you gonna make more of them?
I brought you a couple more. If you wanted to pass out.
You brought me a couple of more to pass out. Wow, but. Is there gonna, like, what's the end game here on this thing?
I make those while I listen.
You make them while you listen to the show, and then you give them to friends and stuff? What would they retail for if you sold them? I don't want to work anything out, man. I'm just saying this is a, you know, promotional opportunity for you. If you want to, I wouldn't insist on getting a cut, because, you know, you're not going to get rich off of it, but... If you wanted to make a little money and send them to people who'd be into it. I went to Hershey Park on Friday, and so someone is getting my Hershey Park, commemorative souvenir cup. It's got a big Hershey man on it, and he's wearing a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup shirt. I guess he's the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup man. Oh, speaking of delicious treats, a cookie from my hotel. a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. The bag's falling apart. Some buttons. I got a button that's Catwoman's face. The Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman. So that's a good face. And people are like, what? Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman? And a Don't Leave the House Alone button. Yeah, if you want to have like something foreboding on your lapel, then that's the button for you. People be like, "Get out of my house, button man." I stay, you go. And from my personal VHS collection, just for you guys, an episode of Felicity called Friends. I wonder if there's an episode of Friends called Felicity. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Always gets a cheer. The episode's called Consequences. Yeah. very exciting. All right, now, so the young man whose name tag I took, he posted this today on Twitter. I didn't write back to you because I didn't want to draw attention to it, but I wanted to write back, cheater, because your tweet said, I'm taking the day off from Helium today to sit in the front row and watch Doug Loves Movies. Awesome tweet, dude. You included this name tag where you cleverly used your inside information about who the guests were going to be and have all four of today's guests on this motherfucking name tag. And one of them, their head is a little small because I think they were a late addition. Thank God you hadn't changed Rocket the Raccoon yet. Not the raccoon. Sorry. People get mad about that shit. I'm so excited for Volume 2, and I'm going to give this back to you now, and we'll, you know, you're back in the hunt, fair and square. We'll see if somebody picks your name tag, because they haven't been able to see it so far. They're all huddled back there, and they're all on that poster I was holding. Please give a big warm welcome to returning champ Doogie Horner and Michelle Balloon, Jim Ginty, and Mark Normand. Yay. What a polite group.
Anything.
Let's.
Hey,
let's,
hey.
There you go.
Oh, you're on my cord there, oh, Mitch. Sorry.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
She's on my cord. All right, there you go. I'm back.
You good?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a close one.
This is great so far.
I know. We're all pals.
And begin.
Okay.
Let's meet our guests individually. Who should we talk to? Let's talk to the lady first. Ladies first. Woo! Michelle Balloon is here, everybody. Comedian by way of Los Angeles, now mm-hmm. in Philly.
Yep.
Just went to Hershey Park this weekend, I hear.
I did. First time. I've never been to Hershey Park before. It was great.
And you don't go on roller coasters.
I don't. The last time I went on a roller coaster was with you, and never have again.
Yeah, that's... okay, sure. I can live with that.
It was terrifying. We went on the scariest roller coasters. It was terrifying.
Yeah, did you feel
and
like...
And I was high. I was really high.
Did you feel I pressured you to go on them?
No, it was the whole point. We were doing my podcast. I feel like we talked about this on the last Doug Loves Movies, but it was for my podcast. And you and I, we got really high, and then I went on scary roller coasters, of which I'm already afraid of roller coasters. I mean, that was not a new fact. And it was terrifying.
Well, I'm sorry
that
you had to go through that. But, yeah, I've been back there, you know, dozens of times since, and I can't get enough of it.
It's a great park.
Roller coasters. And, yeah, in Hershey Park, I still haven't gone to the zoo because I like roller coasters so much. Mm-hmm. But I got to go check that out at some point.
You should go to Hershey World because they have this thing there where you can make your own candy bar.
Whoa.
Which is like the coolest thing. Has anybody ever
done that?
Do you
have to, like, you have to bring the ingredients? And
I got
make a candy bar out of what's in your purse.
Okay.
I got a tissue.
Gum. No, it was great. People are in like hair nets, and you get to pick what you want in it. I'm telling you, this was the best attraction in a weird part of a theme city that I'd ever seen.
It's such a cute city. I can't.
And no, it was great.
I can't get over it. I like to go every year. All right, let's see who else we got on the panel. We got a first timer down there on the end in a jaunty hat.
Yes.
It's Jim Ginty, everybody.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, man. I was looking at your Twitter.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't know that you lived in Philadelphia and New York. That's what it says on your Twitter.
Yeah,
that's
I
good.
Like to
cover some bases.
I like to lie a lot.
Right? But you're close enough in either case.
Yeah, I go to New York.
Just get right over there.
Yeah, and then I get kicked out and come back.
That's what our friend Dookie does.
I have two homes. I'm very wealthy. I'm bi-coastal on one coast.
So, Jim, you've listened to the show now a few times to bone up, as it were.
Yes,
for today.
I have.
So you feeling good? You think you're, you know, Doogie here is the champ from yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Mark and Michelle are no slouches.
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank you.
Right, I feel fairly confident that I'm going to come in not last.
Really? You should tell your face.
Yeah. I'm shooting.
Is everyone high? Am I the only non-high guy? All right. You guys are talking about making your own candy bars. I don't know what's going on.
Yesterday, I forget why it came up, but there was a lot of talk about Hershey fingers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the most disgusting appetizer.
Also, great Hershey. Great black porn star. Hershey fingers coming at you.
Yeah. All right, good. There was talk about it in this episode, too. So.
Oh, sorry. Was that joke?
No, it's all good. That's Mark Norman, everybody.
Hey. Good to be here. Good to be back.
How'd you get here from New York City? Plane, train, automobile?
The old Bolt bus.
Whoa!
Yeah. Booked an Amtrak last night. It was $175, so I canceled it immediately and got a Bolt. So I got some trail mix and came on up.
Well, thanks for doing that. I appreciate it because it's, you know, this is a packed room. It's a great crowd, but... a few nights ago, you did a set in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is your life, Mark Norman. This is your past week.
It's no Hershey Park, but it was a good time, you know?
But that must have been crazy, right?
It was unreal, man. It was wild, you know? A couple thousand people. I was trembling. I was terrified. You know, I've done a few arenas with Schumer before, but this is the Garden, you know?
Right.
It's got a stigma.
Yeah.
So I was really, you know... shitting my own candy bar. But yeah. It was
making your own candy bars.
How many people was it though? Was it?
It was about 14,000.
Oh shit, that's not a couple thousand.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hurt the people.
You get out on that stage, and math is the last thing you can do.
Right.
It's just people.
Yeah.
And then also, kind of your timing has to be different. But you said you did some other arenas before, so you're kind of used to that.
Kind of used to it, yeah. But I was so nervous, I like rushed right in, and then I had to. I was having like mini panic attacks every six jokes, you know, like, all right, you're going to be fine. Calm down. You're gay. You know, so I got it together, you know.
You're so mean to yourself.
Oh, jeez. You should see my parents. Yeah. But yeah, it's not going great in this thing. But, you know, that's why I heard it with booze. Yeah.
Yeah, who's drinking right now? It's pretty good drinking crowd, I think.
Yeah.
I like how Doug asked you, how was playing Madison Square Garden? And you're like, I'm really depressed. How was it?
Yeah,
I'm gay.
It's proof. It's proof that, like, you know, that things like that, they don't bring you happiness. You have to choose, you know, you have to work on being happy. Pretty heavy shit, right?
Yeah, wow, jeez. I gotta work on that.
You have to make your own candy.
Did you get laid after that show?
I did.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, because they say there's, well, at least, you know, out of 14,000 people, probably ninth is Amy Schumer, right? So 9,000 of which are women.
Right. Well, he was hot, the guy. But yeah, it was fun. The guy I fucked. That was a joke. Yeah. I mentioned I was gay.
Yeah, because remember before?
Yeah, right.
We know.
Yeah.
We get it.
Not really gay. Sorry to the fellas.
It's fine, Mark.
Yeah.
And our returning champion is here. It's Doogie Horner, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, Doogie.
I got all excited. It's my show. So at the end of the show yesterday when you won, I just said, come back tomorrow. Then I forgot. We're going to be squished in here pretty tight.
Well, I'm excited to be back. I feel like I won't win today. I feel like I got lucky. I actually have a pretty poor record on the show, so I was excited to win.
Well, you know, you can go. There's a guy who keeps the records, and you can go and see what your records are.
Yeah, he tweets at me sometimes. It always hurts. He's like, lost again.
Whoa, that's not cool.
I'm kidding. No, for a while there, though. But
you're at the bottom of the leaderboard.
He was like, 0-8, Doogie. Okay. But now I got, yeah, it was a thrill. It was a gas. Always is here at Helium.
They say that in Angry Birds, the movie. They're filling up balloons. And what are the creatures that are not the birds?
Pigs.
Pigs are filling up some balloons, I think.
Maybe it's
the birds. One set of animals is filling up balloons.
Really important to set
this up
properly.
Some sort of scheme against the others, I guess. And they're filling it with helium. And one of the characters says, apropos of nothing other than the fact that they're using helium, he just goes, helium, it's a gas. Which is exactly what I've been saying for years.
They probably got that from the show.
I think it's a tribute, but it also is not even... It's just going to fly right by people. They're not even going to know why. Oh, yeah, yes, helium is a gas. And you're filling balloons with it right now. You know what I mean?
You know it's there, and that's a touching tribute to...
But people write to me on Twitter saying, they stole your line. I'm like, if it was a joke, I'd be upset, but it's just a fucking phrase.
Well, I heard Borat stole your my wife thing, too.
Oh, I'm in a quandary. I might as well. My wife!
I saw it. I noticed it. I was watching the movie with my wife, and she noticed
my
it.
My wife! I was talking to him yesterday, doing so many my wives under my breath, because you say my wife a lot, and we got to meet your child today.
Yeah, he came in.
Your baby boy is here. Is he still in the room, or did he take off?
No, they're out walking around. He can't really sit for too long.
They got really good weed over in the park over there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, if you want to... You know, just bring him in there, get him used to the smell.
That's great. Yeah. Get my baby high.
Rittenhouse Park, that's the one.
Uh-huh.
I'm just excited I remembered the name of it. I could probably name only three parks, and I don't even think Jellystone is legit.
One of them is handicapped. One.
All right, so let's find out what everybody brought for the prize bag. Let's start with Jim down there on the other end. What do you have to give away? I think this is pretty special.
Can I get it from the green room?
Oh, it's in the green room? All right, yeah, you go get it.
This is my first time.
That's okay. Go grab it.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
All right, let's lock the door.
Real quick, lock it. Yeah.
So he can't win
now,
right?
He was so fast, the door didn't even shut.
Wow, that was quick.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know the Flash was pretending to be a comedian on the Eastern Seaboard.
That's what...
Could you close the door, though?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up in a comedy club that has a door?
It's my first time.
the Comedy Barn?
Yeah.
It's in Iowa.
That is a great club.
I think it's in Iowa.
It is actually really good.
Des Moines?
What city is that in?
I think it's Des Moines, right?
Sheboygan. I was trying to think of the funniest city.
It's a funny word, Sheboygan.
It is.
Sheboygan.
Wisconsin, yeah.
All right, so Jim, what is that you have for the
Okay, I have a one-of-a-kind original Ari Shaffir autograph poster. It looks like it's specifically autographed to someone... that's not me or any of you, but it's still, it's an autograph, and this was a one-of-a-kind, deal. Like, an artist did it specifically for Ari, so it's kind of fucking...
You brought another comics merch?
Yeah. I actually tried to bring other, even more, I tried to ask, and they didn't have any left.
Well, right. Great job.
All right.
Just pass it down.
Sure.
I'll take care of it from here.
And I also have...
Well, how would everybody laugh if I just tore it to shreds?
Yes.
All right, Mark?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have more?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I have free passes to Helium Comedy Club. It's a great club.
It's the Helium in Portland.
Yeah, good luck. I think we got the Bolt Bus going there.
Yes,
Yeah, and Helium in Philadelphia, the club that I think I once heard Ari Shaffir say to them, fucking great job this weekend. Maybe I read it on a poster. All right, so thank you for bringing that. How many of these passes do we have here?
Four.
These are valid at any time, you guys.
Nice.
Like, you, right now, you could run out and come back in. If you don't like your seat, try to... Mark, what'd you bring?
Hey, I got the box set. Complete sixth season of Buffy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. It's on a more recent format, though, than the one I'm giving them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they could, if they've got a lot of different old machines, they could really have a festival.
Yes. Maybe have the DVD-VCR combo. Yes, the tranny of electronics. Transgender.
Transformer.
Sorry.
Michelle, what do you got?
Okay, so a very special, another format that some people may have a use for, cassette tape.
Oh. Wow, we're really covering the, somebody's got to have a real AV club in their home.
It looks like that came with your jacket.
Finally.
And this cassette is called Denim Hits.
Yeah.
It was just before Yacht Rock started. But what is that? What is that cassette?
Well, it's I started doing stand-up in Austin, so he's near and dear to my heart. Willie Nelson, the best of Willie Nelson.
Yeah. He's a weed guy.
And he's a weed guy, yeah. Right? Marijuana.
I probably say this any time his name is brought up. I smoked with him in his trailer one time.
Oh,
yeah. Wow, at his house?
Quite an honor. Yeah. His house that he travels the country in. In Austin, Texas. It was very cool.
Cool.
Thanks again. Jimmy Kimmel made that pot date happen.
Nice.
Oh,
it's adorable, right? Doogie. Oh. Do we have a... Can we fix Doogie's mic situation?
Sound man just shook his head at me. I was like, my mic's not working. Can I? And I looked at the sound booth and he just went, ah. What do you want from me? I'm just the sound guy. So I brought a copy of Strange Tales. It's a Marvel comic. And it's got a bunch of different short stories from illustrators like Paul Pope, Jason, Kate Beaton, Tony Millionaire. Stuff like that. And it's really cool.
Right on.
Yeah. All right.
Jim, you're up.
Oh, no.
Last movie you saw.
Oh, I saw very recently Wolf of Wall Street. I saw the full movie on whatever it's on, Hulu or Netflix, and then recently they've been playing a lot on FX. So they edit out everything that's good about it. And I realize it becomes a boiler room at that point. It's just...
Yeah, it's just trailers, traders just screaming.
Yeah.
Like they can't even say the swear word. They're just yelling.
Exactly.
Did like they... the dwarf tossing probably remains in the film.
That's what I was going to ask.
You know, that's a good question.
How do you forget midget tossing?
Well, I was flipping around.
Okay.
It looks like Doogie's mic might be out for the whole show, so we'll
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We'll just work.
Fixed it. Sound man's like, just drop it. I dropped it. It starts working again. It's like...
There's got to be a name for a mic drop that happens because you're discarding a bad microphone.
It's like the mic had amnesia, and they got bumped on the head again. And
yeah, I remember how to amplify. Yeah, you just weren't tapping it hard enough. You were tapping it to see if it was on, but you should have just fixed it.
Like an idiot, I was talking into it instead of smashing it against the floor.
Fancy Fonzie that shit. Ow. So, great story, Jim.
It's my first time on the show. I like to ease into it.
You're in the dreaded Judy Gold seat.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. I still have nightmares about that. Holy shit. Schindler's List. All right, we got it. You're a giant Jew. We got it. Jesus, she's terrifying.
Yeah, she's in Taming of the Shrew in Central Park.
Yeah.
And some people were telling me I should go to that, and I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen her act.
No, I just, it just feels like, you know, a lot of shrewing.
Yeah.
Because it's an all-lady cast. It's ladies playing the men and the women.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. So.
Wait a second. Sorry.
Mark, what was the last movie you saw?
I recently saw Trainwreck on a plane, which is a weird sentence, I just realized.
Yeah. I don't want no more of these motherfucking train wrecks on this motherfucking plane.
Fun fact.
You had not seen it at that point?
I rewatched.
Okay, good.
But I was cut out of it, you know that.
No, I did not.
Uh-huh. Who gets cut out of a Judd Apatow? They're 8 hours long. Yeah.
But bonus scenes, hasn't it come out on DVD yet?
I'm sure Blu-ray? It has. I'm still up to Buffy.
Yeah, so, you're on season six right. of Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably in the deleted scenes because he does overshoot everything, but he also puts them in the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't buy the DVD.
I got vodka all over my notes, so I'm both crying.
Oh, all right.
But yes, very funny. What I admire about that movie is it's just tells a story, but it's all jokes from beginning to end.
Like, yeah.
Lots of very quotable lines.
Yeah, when we were on the road, we'd go out drinking, she would just write in her hotel room. She's an animal.
Good for her.
It's cool to get all this inside dirt on Amy.
Yeah. Yeah, like a workhorse.
Yeah, behind the scenes, she's boring. Yeah.
No. She's a lot of big whore. Does that help? By the way, vodka on your nose. Do you drink Coke?
What?
cocaine joke. But then I realized Coke is a drink.
Yeah, that was the confusing part.
Yeah, it ruined it. Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
I was in New York. Last week, and I saw a wiener at the IFC.
Wiener dog?
Mm-hmm.
Fred Willard was there?
You saw, you know, the documentary about Anthony Wiener.
Oh, there's also a movie out right now called Wiener Dog.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that one.
This is just Wiener.
Just Wiener.
What a weird confluence of a documentary and it's the new Todd Solondz movie.
That would be weird then if you, I did not know about that.
Yeah,
but
that
is a weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it's open already. Wiener Dog's open already.
Was it good?
So you could have seen Wiener Dog in New York City over the weekend.
Or they should do a double feature.
Maybe in the same building where you saw Wiener. But tell us about Wiener. I haven't had anybody tell me about Wiener
yet. Oh, it's amazing. Has anybody seen Wiener? It's amazing. Yeah.
We're all adults here.
It's But no, it's you know, Anthony Wiener, and it's kind of like one of those things where the documentary is... They're following his life, but things happen that I don't think he was aware was going to happen while they're shooting the documentary, and they already have full access, and this guy is a total attention whore amongst other types of
whores. So they were already filming him when he got caught?
He'd gotten caught the first time, then said, I'm never going to get caught again. And on the way, the Huma's like, I'm standing by you, even though she looks like she just hates him the entire movie. And then he gets caught like three more times, like in the movie. And it's crazy. It's insane. Yeah, and he's a live wire, that guy.
He just likes sending people, you know, it's his thing, sending people a picture of his dick, you know? Like, if those people don't complain, why can't he be a politician? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
You know?
Yeah. He had a pretty solid...
When I see him arguing with people, he makes good arguments and stuff. He's a good politician.
But he was also, like, it went a little beyond that. Like, you know, he would, like...
It was harassment.
It was phone sex. Like, he was having, like, you know, if I was... And he couldn't stop it. Like, it was clearly, like, an addiction.
Yeah.
You know? And he was lying about it, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but it's a great documentary.
That's move one, I guess, in politics now. It's just lie about it and then...
Deny.
Hope that the follow-up stories are, you know, it gets quieter and quieter. Mm-hmm. Something else happens. Changes the story. Right, Doogie?
Oh, yeah.
I could see you really getting into that line of thinking. What was the last movie you saw?
Green Room.
Oh,
that's good. I saw that.
Really
that's
good.
You know.
Loved it.
How recently did you see it? Since that kid died?
Yeah.
No, I saw it a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's yeah, because it gives it a whole new spin now that the Anton Yelchin, who plays Scotty in the new Star Treks, got rolled his own car rolled over him in a driveway.
It didn't just roll over him; it smashed.
It smashed him against
the
wall.
Gate.
I didn't want to get real gross about it.
Oh,
but,
I'm sorry.
But yeah, but anyway, it was a freak accident, but also a vehicle that is being recalled. Or they're in the midst of doing a recall for that very problem. That people get park and roll down the driveway confused on the shift, so they're recalling those cars anyway. But anyway, so he's the lead in this movie Green Room. That's very terrifying.
Yeah.
And you know what he goes through in that movie is insane. Mm-hmm. Like it's a very intense movie, and then he just dies in this freak accident. So it's kind of sad. He's a really good actor. He's only 27.
Patrick Stewart's incredible in it. Super badass.
Yeah, he's like a white supremacist dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
what?
Yeah.
Sorry to bring the mood down.
Finally.
Wait a minute.
Finally, he's a white supremacist. Yeah.
Oh, so this
his haircut
is,
makes sense.
This is not a documentary.
Hmm?
No.
This is a real movie.
That movie, Green Room, is.
Wait, yeah. I'm so confused. What happened to Picard?
So the main character. It's a movie, but then the main character in the film in real life died recently. And then I mentioned Patrick Stewart.
Ah, okay.
And in the movie, he plays a white supremacist, but in real life, he's not.
Allegedly.
And none of it was a documentary.
None of it was a documentary.
None of it was a documentary.
No, it's a real movie.
So the guy, Scotty, is alive.
No,
he died.
He died in real life.
Scotty from Star Trek?
That's the sad part.
All right. Yeah.
And Star Trek's Check not off. A documentary either.
What?
Wow.
All right. Okay. I'm going to pretend to get it.
Everything's good.
So we can move on.
Okay.
But I'll ask
Anton
about it later.
Yelchin was also, if you want to go on an Anton Yelchin kick and see
how
good he was, he was in a movie that I liked a lot called 5 to 7. And it was about how he meets this woman in France, women who are happily married and dudes that are also probably in relationships can just go have sex with each other from 5 in the afternoon to 7 p.m. And as long as it's in that window, everybody involved in the scenario is on board with it. And it's a big thing in France, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I'm moving to France. I wanted to announce.
Yeah,
so he plays a young man who gets involved with a woman who has a wife, a husband, and kids, and he's flipping out. She's just like, hey, just relax and fuck me. And it's a really, really interesting movie. And it's I don't know where it's available right now. I didn't do any research. But
is it out on VHS?
Is that a documentary?
What?
Nah, never mind. 5 to 7.
Not a documentary, no.
Okay.
Again, starring that actor who just died.
He died?
And he...
Mark Norman joining us now.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about Amy Schumer, he's not really paying attention.
She works hard.
Bert Kreischer, you could turn off the podcast now because this is the part where I say, let the games begin! Are you ready, Philadelphia? Oh, what a lovely, lovely crowd.
Whoa.
They've got name tags. You guys have to pick them. I do not envy you in this situation.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's start with Doogie. Who are you playing for, Doogie?
I'm playing for... I'm a little confused because it's a giant plush donut that says Samantha, so I'm not sure what movie it's supposed to be a play on.
Oh, it's... I think this particular donut is a Simpsons donut, maybe? No? Just a donut?
For the show.
It's just your hemorrhoid donut?
Is it for a particular movie? No? Okay. I'm playing for Samantha Donut.
Do not say this shithead on the back of this. That's not what it says, but I had fun with the word donut.
Wait a minute, we don't read the
Michelle?
Back.
Yeah,
you got a BB-8 on a stick.
Yes, State Fair time, everybody.
It's like a Chinese lantern or something.
Yeah, I love it. It's, yeah,
BB-8.
BB-8 and playing
and
for Phoebe.
Phoebe-8 put her face on there.
Uh-huh. Clever.
She's all like, beep boop, bop boop, beep boop. That's always my favorite when it goes.
He's like, oh brother.
Oh yeah, he really just cursed somebody out. He's swearing
said,
under his breath.
The F word.
And Mark's got his hand up his name tag. Arr.
Yeah.
It's a pirate puppet.
It's a pirate, yes.
Yeah.
That's
weird.
Should I read it?
Sure.
It says Patrick's of the Caribbean.
Yeah, there you go.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always thought people with puppets were weird. So I wanted to meet the guy. Yeah. He's weird.
Well, you know, Mark, if your arm doesn't get tired, the pirate can help you play the games today. You can It's really coming to life right there on your hand.
I get it now. It's fun.
What can you do with the you got like the Kermit the Frog stick hand going on the one side? What can you?
I can do a heil.
Oh.
Ha ha.
Wow. Attack of the Nazi pirates. He thinks there's a whole battalion behind him. He's the only guy. He's the only crossover. Potsy pirate Nazi.
Yeah.
Potsy, as we like to call them.
Right.
What else can he do?
That's it. I don't. I think he's homophobic. I don't know.
Can he touch himself? Oh yeah, there you go. He's patting himself. Well done. Well
that's
done.
All he's got his hands asleep.
Hey, slow down. You don't want that thing to turn into a hook.
I'm gonna shoot yarn all over you. All right. Well, hope people brought their kids.
And, Jim, you took the bait.
I took the bait, yeah.
Yeah, you picked the cheater name tag.
Yeah, he put all of our pictures on it.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And he's, I think he's the only black guy here, so I felt the need to...
yes. That's as good as raisins as any, I think.
Yeah, that was the main one. That was the.
But you like your face is on Rocket.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's Bradley Cooper, baby.
Oh shit! Yeah, I get mistaken for him all the time. Philadelphia's own Bradley Cooper. All right, we know where we are.
I saw that porn. Silver Linings cock block.
Really?
Yes. All scenes of people just blocking cock.
Huh.
Did you just have to mic drop again to get it to work? This time it didn't work. That's the only thing it'll do. Is no, it's not the upside down thing.
There it is. There it is.
I have to hold it like I'm a boxing announcer.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Introduce Rocky Balboa.
I'm gonna knock you out.
Oh, some people prefer excellence in sound design, and they just leave the show if they don't care for.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm sorry, lady. Get your money back at the door.
I love when microphones don't work at comedy clubs. It's like, you got to do two things. You need lights and a microphone. That's all you need. How much simpler could the tech be? They can't fucking nail it.
Well.
You heard me.
It's the last time you see Doug here at Helium. Yeah.
It is always, anytime I do a show in a club where I need four or five mics, they tend to have to kind of run around and hustle up some mics, because usually, you know, they only need at most two at a time, you know, when the Sklar brothers come by.
God almighty.
So, you know, I can't blame them for that. But let's play some games. We got about 45 minutes left on the clock.
Oh, boy.
And I think I got four fun games lined up for us to play. This first one is called Doug Loves Musicals.
Oh, shit.
I'll name the songs in a movie musical. First person, on stage only, please, to blurt out the correct title.
Now I wish I was gay. Damn it.
Too bad you're not.
That would help.
Straight people, yeah. I think there's straight people that could figure this out, but
all right.
Maybe not. We'll see. Yeah, so you got to yell out the correct title. What movie musical had these songs in it? There's a song in it called Yours, Yours, Yours. Nope, okay. There's a song called Mama Look Sharp.
Can we re-guess if we guess wrong?
Yeah.
Mama Mia.
No, no, no.
Oh, there's no penalty for guessing wrong?
There's no penalty.
Oh.
Yeah, I apologize for not saying that in the beginning, but it doesn't seem to have affected the outcome.
Yeah, still have no guesses.
Is anybody there?
Moulin Rouge. Nobody?
No. What?
Hairspray.
No. Huh. He plays the violin is the song.
Fiddler on the Roof movie,
right? That's a fun. You could have won it right there if you were right. See, you're good at this. The Egg is a song.
The Egg.
Yeah, I.
Chicago.
Maybe it's Twitter the musical. Oh, his mic's out again.
Hand to God.
No. Molasses to Rum.
Ah, Porgy and Bess.
Nope.
Why is that funny? Isn't that an old slave song?
If we hear you shout it out, you'll get the benefit of the doubt if your mic goes out. Yeah, yeah. Just be loud and clear.
I got nothing either way.
This one might put you over the top. You might figure it out. Because the song is called Piddle, Twiddle, and Resolve.
Mary Poppins.
Piddle, Twiddle, and Resolve.
My Fair Lady.
Mm-mm.
Music Man.
Nope. No. Till Then is a song in this musical. Sit Down, John. It's a fucking song.
Sit Down, John.
Wow,
in this musical. Sit Down, John.
That sounds like a good song.
Johnny, won't you sit down?
Sit down, John.
There's a song called The Lees of Old Virginia.
Oklahoma.
No.
Ah.
No Oklahoma.
Right.
No.
You could tell us the name of the musical and we wouldn't be able to guess the musical.
All right. That's the part of the joke of this game is that there's always a song in the movie musical that is the title.
Yeah.
And when I say that one last, it's the first one who can repeat it back.
Oh, I got it.
We're almost there.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
No. Good guess, though.
Did I say fun home yet?
Here's another one that might give it away, maybe. But Mr. Adams.
Adams Family Values.
There's a song.
I was thinking the same thing.
There's a song called But, comma, Mr. Adams.
They do what they want to do, say what they want to say. The Adams Family.
You've rapped a lot on this show.
Too legit.
Yeah, that's MC Hammer did the Adams Family Values rap or whatever it was called. All right, I got to see all your mouths. Because the last one is 1776.
John Adams.
Hamilton.
Hey. Adams Family won.
All right, so by my count, Michelle won with the correct answer, 1776.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that at all.
I've heard of the year.
It's an old-ass musical about the signing of the Declaration of Independence. That's why they have to say, sit down, John! And, but, Mr. Adams!
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He plays the violin!
Piddle, twiddle, and resolve. I don't know how it goes. It just seems like if you just sing those words, you're singing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that, yeah, I did that in honor, of course, of being in Philadelphia. And, yeah, congratulations for getting it. Michelle.
Yay!
That means Michelle gets to go first in this next game. Right. ABCD's Nuts! These old plantation nuts. All right. We're going to... It's a spelling game, Michelle.
I'm in.
We'll start.
That's my thing.
But you don't have to actually spell. I mean, you need to be able to spell.
I might spell.
Because I think you know how to spell. I've been noticing all over town, people are so excited this month because right now at all Wawa's... See? You hear the excitement about Wawa? People love... People love Wawa.
I love Wawa.
Right now, we're in the midst of it. It's one of my favorite times of year to be in Philly. Because right now, in progress, is Wawa Hoagie Fest.
Oh.
Wow.
There's no bands or carnival rides. You just get a hoagie. Gotta love Hoagie Fest. So today, we're going to spell Wawa Hoagie Fest. So,
wow, that's a
we
lot.
Start. Michelle gets W. You name any movie that begins with the letter W. Super easy game. But if you match the movie that I wrote down in advance without giving you any clues, then you win automatically. And if you can't think of one, when it gets to your letter, you're out. The next person has to do that letter. So don't think too far ahead of yourselves about which ones you're going to get to do.
Okay.
W.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Very good.
This is any movie?
Any movie that begins with W. Now, Mark, you get the letter A, but let me tell you what I wrote down for W. I picked Witness.
Mm.
Witness, yeah. Okay, A for Mark.
A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I went with Atlantic City.
All right.
Doogie.
Wait, what about
W.
Jim?
What
about Jim?
Sorry, it's my first time.
Poor Jim, I'm down at the end.
Just, sorry. You know, keeping everybody on their toes. W for Jim.
I would like to say Wild Wild West.
All right. One of the more racist mainstream.
I'm playing for a black guy.
Oh, so it's okay.
It's a theme.
He turned down The Matrix to do Wild Wild West.
Really?
Yeah.
Good call.
Fun fact.
The Wild Wild Matrix. The Wild Wild Matrix.
Wiki Wiki.
Come on. Wild Wild Matrix. Yeah. Wild Wild Matrix. Come on.
I went with Wide Awake. Wawa. A is the next letter for Doogie.
Adam's Family Values.
Oh, shit.
They do what they want to say, say what they want to say, wear what they want to wear.
I went with Alpha Girls, a satanic sorority slasher.
I was going to guess that.
Which was, it was shot in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty neat. H for Michelle.
Now, are we doing the, like, when you're alphabetizing things and the doesn't count?
I don't count. The only counts for the letter T in this game.
So, oh, so I have to just, the H has to be the first word.
Right. You can't say the Hunger Games for H. But, and if you say it for T, I also would be displeased. No, I wouldn't give a. I wouldn't care.
I'm gonna have to go with.
So mad about the movie you said.
Happy.
Happy.
Yeah, that's a movie, right?
Did you just panic and you're just saying happy?
It's a movie.
That's a
movie.
Should
be, right?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
It's like an indie movie, right? Yeah.
Are you thinking of Smiley Face?
Right,
or Happiness, directed by Todd Solondz?
Maybe.
I think there is a Happy.
Yeah, I'll give you Happiness if you want to go Happiness.
Happiness.
Okay.
That's not. I feel bad about taking that because I feel that I didn't remember exactly.
Somebody's
the
saying there's a documentary called Happy.
Also, not what I was thinking of. Yeah. But I'll take. If it leaves me in the game, I'll take that.
I went with High School Musical 3 because it was shot in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm going to be there on Tuesday. I always like to scope out the schools in advance.
Check out some of the film locations.
Oh, there's the exit right there. Okay, good to know. All right. What's the next letter? Oh, because we're spelling Hoagie Fest.
On the Waterfront.
Good choice.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's a movie.
I went with Out for Justice.
Huh.
Is that Steven Seagal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Interesting.
That came out. Steven Seagal came up yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's why I was.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any Steven Seagal movies. Neither. Danger Train. Action Squint.
Dark Territory.
Yeah.
All right. Whose turn is it?
The new guy.
Jim Genzi.
The new guy. It's my first time.
I'm going to forget you every time.
That's fine.
You're
I'm
so
used
far
to it.
Away.
A?
Yes.
Okay. Can I go with Alfie?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, which one?
Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore.
Right? No, the other one.
No, you could have said Michael Caine or Jude Law.
That's what I meant.
You went
I meant Michael
Moore.
Caine.
There's no penalty for that, but
okay,
it was funny, though.
I just really like Dudley Moore.
I went with A History of Violence.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
The big finale at the end of History of Violence, it's a really good movie. The
oh,
end
I
of the movie
it,
takes
yeah.
place in Philadelphia.
How do you fuck that up? Remember? How?
Yeah, William Hurt's so funny. Just in that end part, and he got an Academy Award nomination for that.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Great oral scene as well. Remember that?
It's crazy.
Yeah, on the stairs.
No, that movie's nuts in every direction.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and you see some nuts.
Yeah. And labia.
Who's next?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
G.
Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Mm. Nice.
That's fun.
Yeah, don't get them wet.
I went with
labia.
Don't feed them after midnight.
Oh.
You have to say it. It's one of the rules. I went with God's Pocket, which...
Jesus, that's a great name for a vagina.
It yeah. sets... or a region, because it's set in South Philly, in what I assume is a neighborhood they call God's Pocket. And it was... Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of his last... things that he was in.
I think it's Kensington you're talking about. Oh, that's God's asshole. I'm sorry. I got it.
Local humor coming through.
Hometown crowd turning on.
I don't know if I was making a boat or a train just now. The letter is I.
Inside Man.
Ooh. Okay. I think it's the Inside Man.
I don't think it is.
Ooh, I don't know.
Could go either way. I gave you two that you could say, either In Her Shoes or Invincible. Yeah. Invincible, of course, the great title where it's about a guy named Vince.
And you go inside
and
him.
And he plays football in...
Vince Bull.
Yeah.
Join us now as we go inside Vince Bull.
E's the next letter.
What's that?
E.
Oh.
Hoagie Fest.
E. Sorry.
E.
Jeez. The pressure's on.
Sometimes if you just make a long E sound, the rest of the words will tumble out.
E.T.
There you go.
All right. Yeah.
People want the full title. Full Do you know title. The full title?
Extraterrestrial?
Yeah, close enough.
All right.
And his adventures on Earth.
Shush.
What is this?
Turn Doogie's mic off again. What did I tell you? What did I say before the show started?
I see.
One of the mics is weird? Give it to Doogie.
Is in.
all right, we're down to the fest part. Oh, I gotta say my E was Evan Almighty.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Which is partially shot in Buffalo, New York, and I'm gonna be at the Helium there.
Great.
On September, or August 2nd. August 2nd. That's coming up quick. F.
F. I'll go with an obvious. Can I go with Fargo?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a real good one.
Good movie.
I went with Fat Albert.
Also a good movie.
It was partially filmed in Philly.
Hey.
And so there's probably some people and people's names from here that are involved in the court action. I don't know. I don't think Bill had anything to do really with that movie. I think he just, you know, Keenan Thompson played him, which is so funny that he played Fat Albert in a movie and then later is on SNL doing sketches about Bill Cosby being a rapist.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's an interesting career trajectory.
Right.
Which is probably why he's happy to do those jokes, because he probably wants to be disassociated. They're never going to show that movie anymore, are they? Probably.
They don't already.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's a real bug problem up here today.
Yeah.
I think it's just me, too. I think it's one of those weed bugs. Quit trying to suck the weed out of me.
Hey is also what a lot of those women say when they wake up.
Hey.
Ha ha. Hey. Where are my pants?
Hey, rape's not okay. No? Nobody?
New guy.
It's my first time. Last time.
Doing great, Jim.
Who gets E?
Me.
Okay.
Escape from New York.
Yeah. Excellent choice. I said Exotica.
Philadelphia.
Huh?
I feel like they could have shot that in Philadelphia.
They could have, yes.
A post-apocalyptic wasteland.
They also did not film Exotica, is what I went with. It wasn't filmed here, but it is set in Toronto, and I'll be there at the Royal Theater on August 4th. Now, Michelle, I think you can do this. I'm very excited.
I got this one.
I think you've got it. I think you can win this particular game right now.
You're making it sound like you picked a really obvious one, but I'm just going to go with my... I feel like this is the one I thought of, Sliding Doors.
Okay. A lot of these have been movies that take place in Philadelphia.
Oh, shit.
And we touched on a movie earlier. I made some stupid porn joke about it.
Oh, shit.
I went Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah. So that comes down to you, Mark Tease, the last... Letter in Hoagie Fest. What's a movie that begins with the letter T that takes place in Philadelphia? I'm going to give you that little leg up.
All right.
You're the still Liberty, not going to get it.
The Liberty Bell. No. Great movie. Who cracked it? No. It's a detective flick. No, I was just going to say The Truman Show. I don't know what's shot here.
The Philadelphia Story.
Ah, damn it.
I thought you were going to say 12 Monkeys.
Was that here?
Yeah, that was shot here too.
Oh, right? Shit.
You just told me that you would have like, you know, harumphed a the.
Yeah, I sure would have.
Yeah.
No, I was more specifically the Hunger Games.
Oh.
Was what I was going for there. But, yeah, of course, sure. I play mind games with my guests, and that's the tricky part is I don't know what I'm doing, so that really fucks with you. This is a game that's brand new that we're going to play right now. We beta tested it on one episode, and I thought it was a fun idea that was, it's kind of gets tough really fast the way we played it. So I've come up with someone on Twitter suggested a new approach to this. And I liked it. And a name. Also suggested a name for it. It's the game is called How High Can You Get? I'm winning so far. But now you guys get a chance. I like to play this one too, I think. And nobody really won that last game. So Michelle, you still get to go first.
All right.
But we'll switch the order around. We'll go Michelle, Doogie, Doug, Jim, and then Mark. And we're going to get and this is another thing, people in the audience start thinking of these. We need a genre, just a type of movie that there's lots to choose from. And then each one of us has to go down the line and name a one-word title that fits in that genre.
Wait a minute. Oh, boy.
Can't think of one, you're out. And everybody that's in, then we have to go down the line and do a movie that's got two words in the title.
Holy
that's
shit.
From
oh,
that genre.
Man.
And we build until we get to, everybody falls out because it gets too hard, too fast. The Viagra story. All right, so raise your hand if you thought of a good genre. This dude right here in the front row has an amazing shirt on. You're welcome. 80s movies. I'm going to murder you.
Is that a genre?
Because,
now?
Well, it's I am terrible with years, so I'm going to be sitting there naming movies from 2012.
Yeah, it's hard
what about the
know.
Hot guy there?
But that was a.
Well, you know, your crowd, it's like Comic Con at the DMV here. So I see one muscular chap. It stands out, you know?
All right, muscular chap. What have you got for us? What? Heist movies.
Ooh, all right. Those are tough.
That's a pretty tough one, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a movie called Heist.
There's one.
Yeah, too bad you don't get to go first.
Yeah. Ah. Might be The Heist.
Yeah, we might all. No, I think there's one that's just straight up Heist.
All right.
Yeah. I was hoping somebody was going to say Dark Game Show Mockumentaries.
King of Kong? Oh, no, that's not a game show.
All right, so maybe we'll get another suggestion if this flames out real fast. Michelle, can you think of a heist movie that's just one word title?
Yeah. Heist.
Good call. Good call.
Sorry about that.
I like it. You're a strong competitor.
And then I win it.
Okay, Doogie, can you think of one?
Heat.
Ugh.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, good. Good job. Good job. Good job.
That's legit.
Oh, shush. Can't you see I'm thinking?
I can see.
No, you can keep talking.
I might have a loophole with this one.
God damn it. Well, that's the thing also. It might lead to some debate sometimes.
Yeah.
But I got one. James Caan movie called Thief.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jim.
This is a dumb category.
Oh, I got one.
So you don't have one?
Annie? Do they?
All right.
We're robbing a bank. We're gonna get more rich.
Orphans are.
Yeah, they're
stealing,
all rich
right?
already. Well. Annie moves into a mansion pretty much 10 minutes in.
There's sticky-fingered orphans, right?
Yeah. Maybe not 10 minutes. They drag out the orphanage shit just to get you really hooked in. So, yeah, you're out.
Okay, cool.
Mark, do you have one?
The is out.
Huh?
All right, so
it's just one word.
All right, I'll
so
say.
So unless the movie's called The.
All right.
Doesn't matter either way.
All right, I think it's a heist. Ronin.
Yeah, that sounds heisty.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Nice.
Good job.
And we're all done.
Now we go to two words.
Oh, two words.
And Michelle starts us off. Jim is out for good.
This is going to be a legitimate one. Ocean's 11.
Ah!
Yay!
That was my loophole.
Nice job.
Ocean's 13. I left you one.
Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it.
Oh, it hurts.
Money Train.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Well... I could play the game here, but I'm gonna go on a long shot.
What?
Well, you have one.
You got
you
this.
You have one.
I'm gonna take a risk.
Okay.
This is gonna hurt. But the professional. There's a murmur.
I guess that part of the reason that the cop's going around killing people is because he's a dirty cop and he's trying to steal something, right? No?
He's trying to steal, something for the kid.
Drugs? It's about drugs?
Oh, is
he
it?
He takes that weird thing where he cracks it and then he goes... and then he
right.
always looks up at the ceiling when he does it.
Yeah, the
real charmer in that movie.
Ocean's 12.
All right, you're in, Michelle.
Okay, can I order?
The new guy's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got a really good one too.
What's yours?
I'm ready to go. The score.
Nice.
All right, Michelle, three words.
Okay, first I want an order in Amstel, if anybody's listening, and the Muppet Caper.
Oh shit!
I'll give you a chance to change your answer. Had nobody say anything but me and Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You got to change your answer. That's not the right title.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That had to sting.
The Italian Job.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What is the right? Please, what's the right? What's the real name of the movie?
Well, you'll hear it when we get to another round.
I've gotten a lot of reprieves. Thank you.
Dukes.
Small-time crooks.
Oh, that was mine. Shit. Heist.
Sorry, Mark.
Oh, I got one. Out of Sight.
Nice. Great movie.
That's a great one. Oh. That's
Michelle's movie. We got an Annie here.
There's your drink. Let's hear it for the staff here.
Yeah.
They all get really high on helium. That's why they're good at what they do. You just sometimes you have to pull them down from the ceiling. It is a gas. Thank you, ma'am.
Her mic's broken too.
I always think of helium.
Whose turn is it? What's happening?
I got a one word one.
Oh, I see.
I got a two word one. Looking for that big three.
What one did I say?
Oh, I got it!
You said out of sight.
I got one! I can't believe it! oh my God, that just hit me.
What is it?
Set it off!
Woo! I like it!
I don't know where that was buried.
Wow. That's some real F. Gary Gray matter right there.
Oh!
I think he directed it.
I don't know.
Michelle?
Oh, Jesus.
Four words.
I've got a five.
Maybe. You could come up with a four right now. then that five is going to come in handy.
The That's... Great Muppet Caper?
That's correct.
Wow. Wow. Oh. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's real. That's how these games should be played. Sit there and figure this shit out.
This is exciting.
Doogie.
The Great Train Robbery.
God damn it!
Yeah.
Good one, good one.
You can do The Great Waldo Pepper.
That's about plane flying.
Oh, I know, but it'd just be fun, you know. Considering the.
I was so excited about Great Train Robbery.
Fucking new guy.
All right. You guys are going to hate me for this one. Because it's a contraction, but it is the title, and that does count as one word in my book.
Oh, boy.
Who's Minding the Mint? Yeah, that's right. It's a comedy starring Timothy Hutton's dad.
Wow.
As a guy who works at a mint, and he gets together with a bunch of the disgruntled employees that are all comedians, actors, you know, they're comedians, and they rob the mint. What's his name? Gilligan is in it. Bob Denver. And, they rob the mint, and it's a heist movie. You're welcome. You got a four-word one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do I get to go? No? No? Am I out still?
It's not supposed to go on this long. I'm sorry that you're.
I got
you should have been better.
One.
What?
Yeah, I got one though.
Don't take mine. Well, he got. Let's let everybody that's in play go first.
Oh, all
and
right.
Then you can add one just to show people you know stuff.
All right, I see how it is.
What's yours, Mark?
Four.
Yeah.
The Thomas Crown
Affair.
Oh, fuck
yeah!
Good job.
Mark,
I'm
back.
Good.
Was that yours?
Go get that art. Go get that art. Yes.
Yes.
All right, Michelle, we're up to five.
Okay. My problem is that the five-word one had, I think, is actually six words.
Say it real fast, and maybe nobody will count.
But I'm going to say it how I want it to
be. It's so hard for us to keep track. It can probably slip it by us.
Yeah, mate, Lock, Stock, and Smoking Barrel?
Wait.
Is that a heist
movie? Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, that's two. That two is a word in there. Yeah.
Could be a number.
The word.
Could be a number.
Is that how the game is played? Oh, Lord.
But again, thanks for a future one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, maybe I'll be lucky enough to give it to myself again.
Uh-huh.
If I just get it, man.
We need a fiver.
I need...
Was that a baby?
Is
somebody
that
had a baby sneeze?
Baby, that's not the movie title.
That's only four words.
I don't got it. I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Stick around for the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe chat with the new guy.
No.
Harsh.
Damn.
Doogie.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
And the round of applause.
Okay, here's mine. You ready?
Yes.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh! Wow. Come on.
I love this game.
Yeah.
Even with
a
shitty one like Heist, we're doing pretty good.
That was the hot guy.
He's getting ready for a heist.
Yeah. He's going to heist some tank tops.
He just ripped off two sleeves.
Surrounded by puns here. Or is that a pun? That wasn't a pun. That was just a dumb joke. Okay.
Whose turn is it, Mark?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
Yep.
Who's Minding the Mint 2? shit. Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
That's not even the right number of words. I mean, that's not... You had to take part of the
that's
title.
That's five?
Out. No, but there's, you know, they got the numbers in there.
Oh, yeah. Episode, whatever.
Yeah. But also not a heist. Either way.
Don't they steal
it was
a ship?
The losingest title, you could say. But good job.
I think
got,
I'm out
got,
there.
We got pretty far.
Yeah.
Do you have one with five, Doogie?
I did one.
Wait, what?
Wait.
He did Die Hard.
Oh, so now we're at six.
We're now at six.
Oh,
you,
shit.
You two.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Don't touch my microphone. Oh. It'll melt. And I think I have a seven also.
Oh.
Wow.
You can't just say seven because that wasn't a heist movie.
yeah, a movie with seven words, seven.
I just thought of one that's five. I was so excited it might stretch out to six. Maybe this city, town name, or whatever it's supposed to be, is two words.
You could stutter when you say
the
it.
The Great... There's a movie called The Great Northfield, Minnesota Raid.
Jesus.
But is Greenfield one or two words? I think it's just one word.
You said in Northfield or Greenfield? You said it two different ways.
North, the Great.
Oh, the Great?
North. Fuck it. The corrections department will tell you all about it the next episode. Doogie is our winner, everybody. Let's hear the seven. Yeah, the heist man needs to know a seven.
I think I got this right. It's a mad world.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's three. There's four mads.
So it's a
mad. Wow.
Three wouldn't that be that crazy, but
no,
four
but
is
you're like,
way
this movie is
too
nuts.
Long. Yeah.
I gotta see this.
Yeah. Shit. I think I just thought of a six.
Oh. Let's
ooh,
hear
I just
it.
Got a one. No, just kidding.
Snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we go all the way back to one, sure.
And labia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on that one, Doogie.
Thank you.
Let's finish this thing up with a quick round of Last Man Stanton. We got somebody from Twitter, thinks they've got a perfect name. Just to remind my guests on stage, we're just going to take turns naming movies that the person in the audience suggests.
Oh, right.
Actors or actresses. You had some crazy speed version of it you had us play on an episode once, Mark.
Yeah.
I forgot how that went, but we're just doing it regular style right now.
All right, well, thanks for bringing it up. That was the best night of my life.
You know, now that I think of it, Annie could have been a one-word heist movie because she really stole our hearts.
Hey! Boy, there it is. You've been sitting on that one.
Well, weren't they trying to... They tried to steal Danny Warbuck's money, right?
Do they?
I mean, they try to... I mean, it's a burglary.
They're trying to just...
More than a heist.
Make... I'm back in!
Oh, shit!
Oh, wow! I forgot you were here.
I got a seven.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh! Damn! Oh, boy.
He's back.
We got to see some sun. This is getting crazy.
My six should have been eight heads in a duffel bag now that I think of it.
Because
that was heisty, wasn't it? Or was it just murder?
I don't know. You could pass that off as your eight.
All right. Where in the audience is Zebras and Bulls? That's you right up front.
Oh, look at that.
Good job. Dude, what's your name? John. And... John, your microphone's working better than Doogie's.
Hit John's face on the table. See if it changes.
John, what do you got for us? What name would you like us to play today? Make it a tough one. Or the one that you had ahead of time. Sean Penn.
All right.
I like it. Doogie gets to go first, then Michelle, then Mark, then Jim, then me. Let's do this. Let's bang this out. We only got a couple of minutes.
The Thin Red Line.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Milk.
Oh.
What?
Michelle, we really like to stress correct exact titles. So just, you know.
You're close.
Speed isn't too important.
Milk.
Yeah. And of course, finally, the sequel just came out, Lemonade. I recommend seeing Milk twice. So it's Milk, Milk, Lemonade.
Boy, oh boy, I just got that. I was about to call you juvenile, but I'm holding a puppet.
A puppet is blowing you, my man.
Oh, that's anal, baby. That's
oh, shit.
That's Hershey Park. All right. That joke's never been made in history. All right. Carlito's Way.
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, all right. Jesus Christ.
Jim.
Yes, Mystic River. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll go with Taps.
Nice.
Yeah, this is crazy. I can't think of any. I mean, was he in Platoon?
No.
Ouch. What?
I can't believe it, but I'm.
Wow, your prophecy came true. You did not win today.
Yeah.
Got a 7 title heist. You can't get a pen.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you're out.
All right.
Here we go.
Michelle.
Moving on.
Oh, there's one that I cannot think of that I know it. I'm also going to pull a Doogie, and I'm going to say, was he in Outsiders?
Nope.
Fuck.
Although Lemonade would have been a great name for him in Outsiders.
I'm out.
All right. I'll say Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. That was super deep.
Yes, I will go with I Am Sam.
Okay.
Oh, new guy.
Full retard.
That's the most acceptable place to use the word retard is when quoting Tropic Thunder.
Yes, exactly.
Somehow that's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to go with... There's so many. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, he's in that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Right.
That's Walter Mitty goes looking for him.
I'm going to go...
Which is big box office. People really care when Sean Penn goes missing. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Bad Boys.
Yeah.
The original.
Not the Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Yes.
Joints. The one is set in a prison. Very,
right,
very
right.
Disturbing.
Yes.
Violent. Jim.
Was.
It's his first time.
First time.
Oh, shit!
That's not fair. We gotta do the lifelines. That's right. Well, I was for you know, it's for the sake of time. I wasn't gonna do them.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
But
yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah. Mark likes it. Was he in something with Julia Roberts? I feel
that
like
is correct.
Yeah. I feel like he was, but I guess I'll tap out.
Taps.
You're tapping?
Taps. No.
No.
All right.
Tap out is correct. UFC movie.
It's the hot guy's favorite.
So it's me?
Yeah.
Shanghai Surprise.
Damn. All right. I will say The Game.
Yes. What a puzzle. Jim?
Oh, I'm out.
Ha 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 ha. Okay, Michelle.
Wait, what? I get to go again?
No, you're out.
No. Oh.
So it's just me and Mark.
Yeah. I can't beat you. You're high.
Should we take a break, go out in the alley for a few minutes and
finish this thing?
Really let you think about it? You can't think of another one?
Shit.
Come on.
Big.
There was that one where he's all like, hey, what's up?
you might have to Google this.
Well, I just thought of a good one.
But somebody get ready with a Google, because I think he's in a movie called Without a Trace.
I don't think so.
With Gary Oldman and Ed Harris?
Sounds even less familiar.
I think, check it out. So please, Google.
I think Without a Trace was a TV show with Anthony LaPaglia where
he's
looking for missing
Philadelphia.
People.
Based in Philadelphia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right?
Google it,
well, that
please.
Puts a nice bow
Anybody?
On it.
No?
I'll say Falcon and the Snowman.
Hold on.
And, wait, you're done.
That could be true.
I don't believe the Without a Trace. Oh, also, you win anyway.
Oh, hey.
You're the winner.
All right. Oh, jeez. All right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wrap it up. And the audience wants to yell at us for a minute of movies they thought of.
The Gunman.
The Gunman. Dead Man Walking. We're No Angels. Casualties of War. Colors.
Yeah.
Colors.
That's.
Yeah. 21 grams. Sweet and Low Down. Angry Birds, really?
Casualties of War.
It's a gas. What else?
Into the Wild.
What was the one with Nicolas Cage and Elizabeth McGovern? Something about a moon.
Oh, the Tree of Life.
Did anyone look up Without
moon?
A Trace? Oh, he's out of it? All right.
Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad.
I'm looking up that movie with Ed Harris.
What? No one in the audience has yelled Without a Trace.
No,
because they know it's not.
What is it?
State of Grace.
That's the one. Yes.
The only time you heard the word title spoken, somebody had something in their mouth. They were gargling or something.
Right.
State of Grace. Without a Trace.
Thank you.
In your face.
But he still got first place.
Yep. All right, so Mark, you were playing for the puppet guy.
Yeah, Patty.
Yeah, so come on up here and get your prizes, dude. Yeah. Patty the pirate.
Oh, watch
there's
out
a poster
there.
And, there you go.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
I'm going to hold this pillow. Pass the other name tags down because they should have shitheads on the back. And Jim, promote yourself. Jim Ginty, what shows you got coming up,
man,
buddy?
Well, I'm going to be on this podcast whenever it airs.
Check him out on Doug Loves Movies from Philadelphia.
It's my first credit ever. I think I might be here for a show next week. Then I'm going to be in D.C. the week after that. I'm sure the venue's reputable. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Is there a website or something?
It's jimginty.com.
Okay.
And then I got my Twitter is jim_ginty. And I'm on all the other shit.
Funny comedian.
Yeah, very funny dude. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Thank you.
Mark?
Yo.
Mark Norman, what's going on, dude?
Uh-huh.
Any more Madison Square Garden?
No, I'll be at a bar show tomorrow. No, I got I'm jumping on the road. I'm at Cap City, Austin, Texas. I'm in New Orleans. I'm in Syracuse. Come on out to that, folks listening, not here. And, Bloomington, Indiana, not to brag. And check out my website, marknormancomedy.com. And on Twitter, I'm at Mark Norm. And... Without a Trace.
Will and Grace.
Yeah. Thank you.
Michelle Balloon, what's going on with you?
I have a monthly show here in Philly in Northern Liberties. It's called Northern Comedies. It's at Bardot Cafe on 5th and Poplar. Our next one's July 6th.
Yeah.
It's a really fun show. Some of you might have been there. It's at 9 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month. You can go to northerncomedies.com for all the info. And I will also be in New York doing Two Dope Queens at the Bell House. And that is July 11th. And that's a great show. Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams, so you should go to that show. Yeah.
Thank you for being here, Michelle. Doogie, what's up? Doogie Horner, everybody.
Horner!
I have an album, a comedy album called The Delicate Man. You can get it on iTunes. I have a book called Some Very Interesting Cats Perhaps You Weren't Aware Of. You can get it at your local bookstore.
It's a great book!
Funny title, always a good sign. I also have a middle grade book I illustrated called Kid Artists, and you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Doogie Horner.
And check out his kid.
And check out my kid.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, don't check out my kid.
Cute kid.
Stay away from my child, Mark Norman.
I love
your puppet. And
I love that little guy.
Tampa, Florida, bring your name tag Saturday afternoon to the Ybor City Improv, and lots of dates at douglowsmovies.com. Thank you again to Helium and to Philadelphia and all you guys for coming out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And one more time for Jim Ginty, Mark Norman, Michelle Balloon, and Doogie Horner. And as always, Brad Trackman is a shithead. Some very local humor.
Inside,
humor
inside.
For some of the people in this building. Eggs are a shithead.
Eggs.
And right here on the back of a donut, so you know it's true, Donald Trump is a shithead.
Wow!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.